Presenting UFM Community Learning Center, Education Coordinator Kayla Savage with us, and from the Manhattan Public Library, Public Relations Coordinator Vivian Nucello, and welcome both of you here today. And Talk 20 MHK, something new, but boy, looking at the lineup of the folks you have participating sounds like a lot of fun. And I know it's being held at the Manhattan Public Library. Vivian, you want to lead off, and we'll let Kayla kind of join in too?
Yes, this is a new thing for us. We're partnering with UFM to bring something that's kind of a TED-style talk, if you're familiar with that. Each presenter will have 8 minutes to talk about something they're passionate about in the community. It's all local residents, and it's happening June 22nd. We're really excited.
Okay, and I know, Kayla, I spoke to you briefly when you were kind of putting this together. We did some news clips, and it just sounds fascinating. But you ended up with quite a list that we're looking at here for that day.
Yeah, we do have a full list of 8 local presenters, as Vivian already mentioned. A few that probably people would recognize from the community, including Carol Barda. She's going to be talking about permaculture, a real passion of hers. Sustainable living is really what that's all about. We've got Suzanne Glymore. She is with the Manhattan Nonviolence, and she's going to talk about peaceful communication, something we all could probably use these mm-hmm. days. Mm-hmm. And then we've also got Brandon Irwin with Tiny House MHK. He's going to be talking about his project that he completed in 2016 and talking a little bit more about that. And then also another favorite, two more favorites we think of. Marcia Roselle, she's going to be talking about her paddling experience on the Kansas waterways, and then Doug Tippin and his military trail project. So it's quite a lineup, and then there's a few others that maybe people won't recognize their names, but very interesting topics like sword fighting. And we also have somebody talking about their experience as a Peace Corps volunteer and living in Uzbekistan in 2004 and 2005. His name is Zin Iqbal. So it'll be a very kind of variety of presenters that will be talking about their experiences. And we hope that the community will come out on Thursday, June 22nd at 7 p.m. It'll be in the auditorium at the Manhattan Public Library.
Mm-hmm. And Vivia, these type of things are really becoming popular, where you hear just quick, you know, little presentations on a whole variety of different things. I mean, I've heard of the TED Talks. It's kind of that. But explain how this will actually work.
Okay, so it's going to be almost a rapid fire event. So people will get up. They have 20 slides, 20 images to talk about, with 20 seconds for each slide. So each talk is only 8 minutes long, so it's just bam, 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 and you get to experience a wide variety of things. Like Kaylee was saying, we have everything from peaceful communications to sword fighting. And the idea is just to get the community together, get them talking about different things. We'll have some time at the end for question and answer in case you want to explore something in some more depth, but just a night to learn something new in a way that we hope is enjoyable for everybody.
You know, and I'm glad you clarified, because when you hear talk 20, it's 20 slides. I thought, I was doing the math in my head, and I thought, you have 8 people, 20 minutes, it doesn't quite work out right.
No, 20 seconds. 20 seconds.
Oh, mm-hmm. My.
And they've been doing this in a few different communities. Kayla talked to the library in Hutchinson, mm-hmm. where they have about, they do a biannual event, and they have about 300 people coming. So it's going to be something that's pretty big, I think.
And good experience, too, I would think, for the speakers, Kayla, because mm-hmm. they have to learn to condense and keep it brief. I know as a radio person, we do that every day. Yeah. We have so much information and have to keep mm-hmm. it in a pretty short story, and or like yeah. even audio clips that we will use. But, I mean, what a way to learn how to yeah. keep that compact.
These people are talking about their passions, too. So it would be a real challenge, I imagine. I mean, and that's what's going to make this event so much fun, I think, for the community who's attending and for the people who are presenting. And as Vivian mentioned, this is going to be a biannual event. So this is our first event this June 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Manhattan Public Library in the auditorium. Our second event will actually be in January. So we're hoping to do this in January and June. And again, and it's open to the community. Free event, all ages. It's appropriate for all ages, and it's really easy to sign up to become a presenter. And you can actually visit our website, talk20mhk.org, at any point for information about our presenters, and also actually submitting your own topic for presenting as well.
So Vivian, will there be timekeepers, I'm guessing? And that might end up being kind of fun to even watch that process.
I think so. We are, we're doing a dress rehearsal before, so we'll be keeping everybody really tight and on topic, and hopefully I don't have to yell at anybody and say, keep it moving, let's go. But, you know, we'll do what we have to do.
I know, what it comes to mind, we've had candidates forums in the past, and you do have to have the timekeepers and, you know, basically show them the, I don't know,
give
them the card, telling them, hey, 10 seconds left, or whatever the case may be.
Maybe we'll get a big buzzer and just go, eh, or a gong. We can have a gong at the gong show.
Well, it sounds like you've had so much fun putting this together. And I'll admit, Kayla, when you first came in, I thought, well, I wonder who will sign up to do this. But you've had no trouble filling the slots, it doesn't sound like.
We have not. We've got, fortunately, some really passionate people in our community that were willing to take the leap of faith with Vivian and myself and some others at the Manhattan Public Library. So if they're listening, or if anybody is listening to this, appreciation big time for them for making this big leap with us to offer this to the community. Because our goal is really, with Talk 20 MHK, to build strong community connections. Vivian and I have talked about many times, my purpose and goal behind this is we know that the Manhattan community is growing, just each a little bit every year. Eventually our community is going to be pretty big, and these kind of connections and these kind of relationships are really, really important to keep fostering in our community. And it's right in line with UFM's mission and goals, and it's right in line with the library's mission and goals. So it's a perfect partnership, and I really like Vivian, so it works out really well.
Well, and these kind of partnerships are so crucial, I think, too. Yeah. Vivian, anything else you're wanting to add, and really who you would encourage to attend this?
I would encourage everybody to attend. I'm excited to hear about, you know, the tiny house in MHK. How did he do it? How did it happen? How do you get inspired to do this? And all of the topics seem just really fascinating to me. Part of what we want to do, since we don't sit on our front porches as much anymore, get to know our neighbors. My friend has a neighbor who's a blacksmith. Thought, oh my goodness, what interesting things people are up to. Let's find out about that.
Our own backyard. Mm-hmm. I've interviewed several of these people, so I know, and you mentioned the tiny house. Brandon Irwin's a joy to speak with, so it'll be interesting to hear him keep it to 8 minutes. So I know, just when I thought I was going to do a 3 or 4 minute interview, it turned out to be 10, so that'd be interesting. Kayla, anything else you're wanting to add?
Well, I was going to say one other presenter that we also have. I mean, this is just the wide variety. I mean, Vivian already mentioned we have everything from peaceful communication to sword fighting. With Dan Ireton, we also have Whitney Vandal, who her passion is art and crafts and technology. So she's actually going to be talking about how to incorporate electronic textiles in STEM education and turning it into STEAM, what she would call STEAM, so the science, technology, engineering, art, and math. So it's just, it really is a huge variety of people talking about their passion. So again, Thursday, June 22nd, 7 p.m. at Manhattan Public Library Auditorium.
Thanks to both of you for coming by.
Thank
it sounds like
Kathy.
A lot of fun. And again, we've had with us Vivian Uccello. She's Manhattan Public Library Public Relations Coordinator, and Kayla Savage, Education Coordinator, UFM Community Learning Center. We'll take a break. Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Karen Hibbard next on the lineup, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community.
What do you want to be when you're older?
Hold on, this is like a deep question.
When I'm older, I want to be a singer. That's my goal.
I'm not sure I want to invent the supercomputer, but I definitely want to build the supercomputer.
I want to be an inspiration.
An organizer of like do-gooders.
I want to be a veterinarian. I